Hello, like you said, my name is Morgan Hamm. I'm a graduate student in the Academic Resource Center, or the ARC. I'm getting my master's in okay, first off, I have an anxiety disorder, so like social anxiety moments. I'm fight, flight, or freeze, so give me a moment real quick. Okay, so I'm getting my master's in education with an emphasis in social emotional learning. So basically I get to teach little humans how to emote and express their emotions and feelings. This is very near and dear to my heart because I grew up in a tornado of chaos. So I get to heal by healing little humans. Okay. So I want to talk today about creating, because our good Father created us, right? We all create to some extent. We create papers, we create friendships, social environments, art, poems, the list goes on. I create by taking photos. I love being in nature and sharing my aesthetic, AKA social media. So I've come to believe when you create something, you are essentially creating a part of yourself that represents you. So, and this is backed up by scripture. When God created us, he created us in his own image. And so in Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So we create a caption, the order of our photos, we tag people, we add hashtags, we do all the things. And I'm putting all of this thought and effort into making and creating something that represents me as a human. So you embed yourself into everything you create, just like Jesus embeds himself into his creation, as in you. So why? Why do we create, and why does God create? Well, I created because I wanted friendship to feel important enough for my breakfast to be Instagram worthy. Some people create for 30 seconds of fame, feeling accepted. Maybe you want to feel seen. But if you don't have a friend, and if I don't have a friend in Jesus, then social media is going to take over. That need to create, that need to feel seen, accepted, is going to take over your life. So I think a big problem with social media is that it raises the question of, am I good enough? And I'm searching for my value within something that cannot fail me. So when we ask the question, we're not loving ourselves. So when God tells us to love your neighbor as yourself, well, you're not going to be able to because you don't even love who you are. So we need to get right with God so that we can share a love that is true and real. So that love that we are creating and showing in that aesthetic that we're sharing on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you choose. Like in the scripture before, that overflowing love, like that's where that comes from, is from God. So Psalms 139:14-16 says, I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Your works are wondrous, and I know this very well. My bones were not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was formed in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw me when I was formless. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. How powerful is this love? How good is this love? And you know what's even more amazing? I don't need some giant faith or astronomical life change to follow Jesus. In Matthew 17:20, and this is Jesus speaking, I assure you that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, go from here to there, and it will go. There will be nothing you can't do. Thank you.